Okay, then you might say there are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called...
Bakery bread.
Okay. That's the first time I've heard that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people I've heard call it, store-bought bread.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. What is it that you sometimes have for breakfast that, you pour this batter out onto a griddle?
Pancakes.
Okay. Okay, and then the inside part, what are the inside parts of an egg? What are each part called?
The yolk and the white. The correct name is albumin, I think, for the white, but...
It's not eating anything. Is it possible? Okay. Okay, and the yolk is what color?
Yellow.
Okay. If you cook eggs by just putting them in hot water, what would you have?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into the water, what would you have then?
Coddled.
Okay.
There's another word.
Poached?
Poached.
Okay.
They're really different.
Oh, really?
My wife cooks poached eggs. She has a little pan that it sits in. And this pan sits above a container that has water in it.
Mm-hmm.
The water steam from the water below cooks the egg, but not in water.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where coddled eggs, you pour right into the water, and then and it cooks that way.
Ah, okay.
So there's a distinction there.
That's what we're interested in. What might you call fat salt pork?
Well, they call it, we used to call it white bacon, but they call it fat back and sow belly and...
Okay. Anything else?
Salt pork.
Okay. Okay, when you cut the side of a hog, what did you call that? Was there a name, like, for the part of the hog between the shoulder and the hand?
Well, that's the loin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there another term for it that you knew of?
Well, you mean the backbone?
I think you probably have it there, the loin. We're thinking something called Midland. Anything like that? And maybe a Georgia variation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the kind of meat that you buy then to eat with eggs.
Yeah, bacon.
Okay, and the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it.
It's the rind.
Okay. God, I can't believe this. Okay, and the person that sells meat would be called
a butcher.
Okay. And if the meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. Okay, did you ever make a dish made by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No, not in that form.
Okay. What form did you have in mind?
I don't know. Let's see. I've used beef liver a great deal, but I don't know what they used to do with pork liver. I don't really know. Mm-hmm.
What did they? Was there a name for the beef liver that they did that to?
Well, I mean, they just slice it and
fry
it, or
just regular liver. Huh?
Yeah.
Do you know if